Pistons have beaten the Raptors.
Really?
Mr. Casey have their number? little payback is a B word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cade had, 20-12. He's good. It's fun to watch him again. Again, I'm not being a dead horse here, but when you watch the Pistons, imagine what that team would be like with a real center. Not saying that Grant and those guys aren't great and Stu.
Right.
But none of them are a real five. They need a wide body in the middle.
Just that part to fit in.
Just the dude to clog up the lane. If you go to the rack, you're going to get knocked on your ass, and the guy gets 6 points, 9 boards, and 5 fouls. You need someone who just eats up space. It would totally change how the Pistons play. There, I've solved it. Coming up next, healthcare.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. Red Wings on the road tonight in Tampa Bay. Interesting test for the guys because they don't play well on the road. In Tampa Bay
and
as well.
It's Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa Bay. Michigan State loses to Ohio State 80-69. Michigan falls to Iowa 82-71. I tweeted this out yesterday. NFL draft combine going on at Big Jim's house. Malik Willis from Liberty, the quarterback. It's a genuine moment. And people were trying to Snopes this. They were trying to disprove it yesterday that it was staged.
Of course.
There's a guy, a homeless gentleman out in front of St. Elmo's Steakhouse, which is a crazy popular steakhouse in Indianapolis. You've heard of it. They're doing steaks and the whole... Anyway. These dudes are across the street eating lunch. They look, and the guy, you'll hear in the video, again, just go to @BigJim'sHouse on Twitter. You'll hear him go, is that Malik Willis? Malik stops, opens up his suitcase, and I think if you look, he's taken out some of all the NFL gear they've given all the players for the combine.
Right.
And given them to this homeless guy.
That's so cool.
And it's a total selfless act. It wasn't like he pulled out his iPhone and was taking selfies or anything.
Right.
If this guy didn't catch him across the street, sitting in a bar, looking out the window, we would have never known.
That's cool.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's really cool.
Malik Willis was getting some run yesterday about that, and I don't think he liked it, because that's not why he did it.
Right. Well, so you said he was hoping he didn't have his phone out or anything like that. Somebody just happened to catch him.
He did it.
But that's awesome.
Yeah. We'd get the guy from Pittsburgh, a quarterback, but he has hands the size of a 6-year-old, apparently. What a horrible way to go through life. Like, you know, you were going to be an NFL quarterback, but you
told
your
that
hands
as a
small.
Man.
Right. Maybe Malik Willis has a pair of man hands in there for that quarterback for Pitt. Can you hand him those next? One more quick note. New podcast up, Big Jim's Garage. You heard me talking to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Mack was fired up.
He's great.
Larry McReynolds, we get into the whole thing about the new car for NASCAR. Keyword garage. We'll send you the link. So I brought up the idea of penalizing drivers for bump drafting. Because during Daytona, Brad Keselowski looped a couple guys.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you were fired up about
right.
that.
Right. I'm like, there's got to be some way to stop people from doing this. So I asked Larry. He wasn't having it.
I hope we never do. I do. I know why we have a rule in the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series at Daytona and Talladega that you can bump, you can't lock bumpers and push, simply because of maybe the experience level with a lot of drivers in those two series. But if we ever come up with a rule, and I'm just being brutally honest, that you can't bump, draft, or push or any of those things in the Cup Series, I think I'm going to go ahead and do something I never thought I would do, and I'm just going to go ahead and retire.
So
it's the biggest turnoff with open wheel racing, whether it's IndyCar, but especially Formula One, for those stewards to control how hard those drivers race each other.
Right.
To me, it's the biggest turnoff in the world.
I like having him on, but I just wish he had an opinion. Good God. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And he really gives some really neat insight into the new car. And Kyle Larson, we talk about him. We'll get into some of that stuff. So anyway, check it out. Keyword is garage. You going to start talking like Larry Mack now?
I love that voice, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, Jimmy, I'll call you after the show. We'll talk about it. We'll do a podcast together. That'll be fun, man.
That's how he talks. And when he emails me, I read his emails the same way.
Hey, Jim, we'll tape something. That'll be fun.
Yeah, you have to.
How y'all doing? After we're done, you want to get some sweet tea and a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper?
I'm a man. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today.
Use that code CSX, man, for a special offer, dude. My friend will hook you up, all right?
Anyway, here's your clue. Mick's wife needs a jacket.
Good clue.
Thank you. I feel pretty powerful about the clues this week.
Yeah, you've done good.
Put a little work on them. I wanted to share something, and we actually played this for Al, our engineer, this morning, and the look on his face was priceless. So You know who the Blues Brothers are, obviously, Ryan.
Yes.
I mean, okay, you know, Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers. Their last name's Blues.
Right.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen all of them.
Okay. How many movies were they in?
There's two.
Oh, Blues Brothers 2000?
Yeah.
Oh, the one with John Goodman.
That's John actually Goodman, not bad. The little kid?
That's not bad. So, we noticed something. There are certain songs when you're growing up you listen to that, like, your parents can't handle. I really got into the Blues Brothers, and my dad could not handle the song Rubber Biscuit. Bow, bow, bow. Because we lived in a little apartment. I mean, we had a two-bedroom apartment and the thin little apartment
He's
walls.
He's hearing everything.
Oh, my God. GD, Jimmy! Down the hallway. Turn that crap off! Now, I'd have Priest cranked up, Iron Maiden, The Trooper, BTO, The Eagles. He was fine with all of that.
This was the one.
Rubber though. Biscuit is where he drew the line. But I noticed something. Listen closely to Elwood's laugh from Rubber Biscuit. You tell me whose laugh this is. He's a member of the air staff here at 94.7 WCSX. Listen again. You tell me that's not Dave Dahmer's laugh.
100%.
That is totally Dave Dahmer's laugh. Dave Dahmer is Elwood Blue's son. I'm convinced. Listen to it. Right?
Yeah.
248-398-9279. Tell me I'm wrong.
You want to?
Is anyone here yet? It's just us, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. What the hell? You've never heard this whole song. The Blues Brothers.
No, not until today, no.
My dad's out. Yeah, I can get away with it now. I apologize for playing this because it's going to get stuck in your head all day.
That's fine. Let's play this song, Big Jim.
Okay. Wow. Now you will listen to this song. You will hear Dave Dahmer's laugh a couple times during this song. Oh, Rubber Biscuit in Big Jim's house.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow. The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow. The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bye.
Here it is, Rubber Biscuit. Blues Brothers, we've realized now that Elwood is Dave Dahmer's dad. Same laugh. That's so cool. I don't know why. As many times I listened to that song, I never caught that till this morning. Anyway, apologize for anyone who's going to have that song stuck in their head today. You're going to be in a meeting sometime this morning and go, oh, ball, ball, ball. Reeling in the Ears coming up 6:45. Here's your clue. Nick's wife needs a jacket.
Good clue.
Morning, Amy. Amy checked in. She missed the clue the first time, so I wanted to make sure she was okay on that one. Is Ernie figuring out yet?
I don't believe so. No, he hasn't.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. I wonder if anybody else is walking around singing Rubber Biscuit now.
I'm sure it's stuck in a bunch of people's heads. Absolutely.
What was the, it doesn't have to be classic rock for you. I mean, for anyone. What was the song your parents just went, no, you're not playing that in the house? So Cave is nothing. Some parents really just don't. It's not that they don't care, but it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember anything that they ever told me no.
But Dad didn't really understand Judas Priest. I mean, he understood, but then he'd look at the album and the photo of, like, Rob Halford and go, wait. Although my dad being all holier than thou about the music I listened to, and then I'd go downstairs, one of my jobs for my, get my allowance, well, chores around the house, was to clean out his car, and he had the cassette deck holder over the tunnel for the transmission, the hump, and it would have Frank Sinatra, Red Fox. So my dad, like, being, you know, well, you listen to that crap with all the words and everything else, and then I threw the Red Fox cassette and went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different. That's comedy.
Well, speaking on that, then, it wasn't... I know one that I used to get in trouble for listening to. Manju, you'll know this one. It was a masterpiece song from the movie The Players Club. I can't say the name of the song.
Hold on. What's the name of the song? Oh, okay. So it's a lawn... It's a gardening device.
Yeah.
You a gardening device.
Oh, it's a great song. Ice Cube, Masterpiece.
That was the one your mom just went,
my
no.
sister showed it to me when I was about 7, and I loved it.
I told you, I had my cousin, Ellen, convinced that with the Bee Gees, that the song was Four-Letter Woman. And she would walk around the house, instead of More Than a Woman, she'd walk around going, Four-Letter Woman! I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't go down well.
I still sing, here we go, instead of China Grove.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
So
Alice
what?
Alice Cooper.
That was Alice the one your parents Cooper. Just went, what the hell is this guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Now
you got to turn that off.
Okay, so let me ask you. Did you play it just to get a rise out of him occasionally? And once they told you you couldn't listen to it, we were like, well, screw you. I'm going to play it all the time now.
Really? I was 12. Hell yeah, I did.
Want to see what my dad does when the song plays?
Hey, guys, watch this. Bill, have a great weekend, bud.
You too. Take care.
All right. 20 minutes from now, we'll do Reeling in the Years. Mick's wife needs a jacket.
Good clue. It's a good clue.
It is a good one. My dad always took my record. Now you're messing. Oh, yeah. Nazareth. Dad, go messing with a son of a bitch. Yeah, that one. Kick out the jams. Oh, yeah. I've told that story. That's one of my favorite stories. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever done here in Detroit. And I cannot believe I didn't get in more trouble for this. We were at Winter Blast when they did it at Campus Martius.
Right.
And they said, hey, Jim. So it was JJ and Lynn at the time, and I was producing the show. And so we go down to Campus Martius, and the skate club is there. And our program director at the time is a guy named Bill Stedman. Great guy. But he's like, Bill, Jim, I need you to put together a soundtrack of rock so the Livonia skaters, like a bunch of 7-year-olds, can go out and skate when Channel 4 is down here. I'm like, got it. So I go in the room and I burn a bunch of music onto a CD. Old school, right?
Yeah.
We get down there. I figure, well, I'll make this thing pretty Detroit. So the first song is going to be Kick Out the Jams. I forgot to get the edited version, and I put the unedited version.
I love that.
So Campus Martius, 6:30 in the morning, a bunch of 7-year-olds on the ice, and you hear them, Kick Out the Jams, mother! And it just echoed all the way down Woodward, man. That was not good. Oh, wait a minute. Ryan, the 13-year-old, is one he's not... What? Just you lag a little bit over there.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, yeah. Riding 13-year-old used to sing Thriller by Michael Jackson as Miller Lite.
He's a Miller Lite. Okay. Someone at 313, I wasn't allowed to play Watch Out Where the Huskies Go and Don't You Beat That Yellow Snow. That's Frank Zappa. Yeah, you can see that.
Hey, Ray, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Morning.
So what was the song your band just did not get?
Well, anything Zeppelin, I thought. And one day I come home, Dad sitting on the couch with a beer, listen to Houses of the Holy. I about fell over.
So you won him over eventually. You wore him down there,
well,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's Zeppelin, man. There you go. Hey, Ray, have a good weekend, bud.
Hey, you guys going to be at Autorama Saturday?
I don't know about Saturday. That's kind of the plan. I don't know. Ryan's got the golf show, but we'll be there today. We're heading down there after the show this morning. All right?
Yeah, I got to work.
I know.
Okay, have a good weekend, guys.
Okay, bye. You too. Sorry about that. All right, Reelin coming up, less than 20 minutes. Mick's wife needs a jacket.
Good clue.
Did they get it? Did Amy get it yet? I know Ernie actually sent us the year, the title, when you actually loaded that clip into the system, everything.
No, I don't got it. Oh, yeah. Okay, don't yell at me, Ernie. I saw it. You got it.
Did he get it before Amy?
Yes.
Ernie and Amy have a competition to see who can guess what year for Reelin' in the Ears before we actually play the game.
Oh, Amy beat you, Ernie.
Oh, don't tell him that.
And we got a new one, Tracy. She's jumping in every morning now, getting it pretty quick.
Did Tracy beat them?
We might have to. No, she came in third, but she's getting close. We might have to keep an eye on that.
Love to mention her as well. Mick's wife needs a classic rock and music. Just hearing it is one of the greatest ways to infuse not only positive vibes, but to bring back memories.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
When you hear so many of these songs, it takes you back. But not all good memories, because I guarantee you everybody listening has a song that you played and your parents went, no. I'll tell you another one. Kiss Destroyer, when the album came out, I had this thing. Again, we lived in a little apartment, but my whole thing was, I was a DJ back then. I would take the album cover that I was currently playing, and I would tape it on the outside of my door. Like my mom and dad cared that I was listening to Kiss Destroyer. But they needed to know, because of the record store, they would always have the featured album up by the cash register.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. You need to know that I'm listening to Kiss Destroyer. And my dad took one look at the Kiss album cover and went, what? Are these men? I remember he'd go, why are they wearing high heels?
Oh, yeah.
He was not down.
No idea.
No.
Gosh.
248-398-9279. We had somebody call about Alice Cooper. Oh, God. You think about how many parents with Alice Cooper went, what the what?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when Marilyn Manson first came out?
Yeah, absolutely.
People freaked about that, right?
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of parents. We were kind of going,
I wasn't allowed to watch his videos.
You really weren't?
The music videos for a while. But it's the weird choices. Like, I wasn't allowed to do that or some kid rock songs and stuff when I was little. But when I drove to hockey games, I would listen to my iPad or CD player when I was younger.
Right.
Just to get myself psyched up. And I'd listen to older stuff. Johnny Cash, you know, this kind. And then I remember singing ZZ Top and some of their songs. And my mom not saying a word.
Oh, yeah. Tube Snake Boogie and Pearl Necklace.
Pearl Necklace. And, when I got older, I went, Mom, you were allowing me to yell that in the back of the car when I was 8? All right.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the song that your parents just went, nope, can't do this?
It wasn't really a song. What it was a group. So I was living at home, working two jobs, had a lot of money going on, even though I was paying rent, the whole nine yards, sleeping in the basement. I get off work like 4 o'clock in the morning. I've got a concert lined up, taking the girl to, you know, hopeful dreams going on the whole nine yards.
Right.
About 7 o'clock, they come crashing into the room, yelling, screaming, waking me up, doing this whole intervention thing. I'm groggy as all get out. You know, I've only had a couple hours sleep, trying to focus. So on the calendar, I wrote down the concert and the girl's name on the date so I wouldn't forget. And they had this big intervention thing going on because on the calendar it said honeymoon suite, Lisa.
So they thought you were going to get married.
That or I just rented the honeymoon suite for a little, you know.
Little intervention with Alan here. We got to stop him before he does something stupid, like go to a concert with a girl. Oh, my God. That's amazing, man. So how long did it take you to stop them? Because I'm sure they had their speech ready to go.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes in before I could get a word in there.
No, it's just a concert.
Alan, we love you. Alan, we love you. Alan, we love you no matter what.
Do you know what kind of girl she is? That's what I'm hoping.
That's fantastic, man. Alan, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, guys.
Okay.
I love that line.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
Do you know what kind of girl she is?
Yeah.
What are you doing to the show to me? All right, here's one. Rich.
Yes.
Hey.
How are you doing, Jim?
Wonderful. So, the Tubes. I was waiting for someone to call about this one. What song?
White Punks on Dope. My dad was a semi driver, and I thought he was going to kill me.
You know, you ever heard a song? This is old. The Tubes, before, we all know them from like Talk to You Later and She's a Beauty and all that stuff. If you go back, the first real big song they had was White Punks on Dope. And it's a great song. But when you see the title, oh, God, yeah, parents will be going, you are not listening to that, man. Fee Waybill and all them. Rich, great call, bud.
Yeah, you guys have fun down there today.
We will. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. for the Stone Soup Bronco here. And then doors open at 10?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still at 10 o'clock, but we'll be down there this morning. All right, Rich, have a good weekend.
You guys too, and thanks for everything you do.
Oh, man, appreciate you, brother. I've got to grab this one. Tony, I think you and my friend Steve Sweeney in high school have the same issue. What was the band?
My Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. My mom would be able to live. I could listen to Ted, Van Halen, all those guys. As soon as she'd hear Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, she'd bust in my room. Turn that off. Clean your room. Take out the garbage. I get myself in trouble just because I listen to Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil.
My buddy Steve Sweeney in high school, Tony. Sweeney had a dad who was in the Coast Guard, and once he saw a picture of Motley Crue, he forbid him. He told him, like, we were there. He looked at me and goes, Steve Sweeney, you will never listen to this Motley Crue crap.
Wow.
And this dude had the crew cut tight. I mean, military dude. And we're all like, I don't know that I should listen to Motley Crue now.
I think I'm done too.
Right.
Shout at the Devil.
Right. I couldn't stop listening. That made me listen to it more. Thank you, guys. Love you. See you guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay. Yeah. God, that's a rush of memories. Because Sweeney had they used to have this thing called EPs, which they still do, but they came in a cassette form, Ryan. So when you went to the record store, you'd look and you'd see like this little 2-song EP. So I actually, you want about throwing away something?
Yeah.
I had the original EP from Motley Crue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
with Livewire on it. And when I went in the service, I threw it away. Darker Shade is...
I am serious. And don't call me Shook.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reelin' in the years?
So if you're new, thanks for popping by Big Jim's house. We run this right around 6:45. We're a little late this morning, but that's okay. Three clips from 1 year, and all you have to do is tell us the year. Here we go.
Joy, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Sure, Sir Isaac Newton unraveled the mysteries of gravity. But could he have unraveled the mysteries of Rubik's Cube?
Oh, God. Joey, you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Can I ask a question about that clue real quick?
Shoot.
In that Rolling Stones song, does he say, I'm so hot for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's so cold.
Okay.
No, you got it. Yeah, oh, wow, you, okay.
I thought he just went,
No, he's mixed up. My baby. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone number. If you tell us the year, you will win.
Oh, you're going to get tickets to the 69th annual Meguiar's Autorama happening this weekend at Huntington Place downtown, America's greatest hot rod show presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts, and you can still get tickets.
Yeah. Doors open at 10 o'clock today. Stone Soup tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock, and then when we're there, you can buy them all weekend, so stop by. We'll be down there around 10:30 this morning. We're going to do a big kickoff.
Yep.
Let's grab line 5. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
This is Dennis.
What year are we looking for, sir?
1980.
Yes, sir! Yep. You got it, man. Let me see. She's So Cold by the Stones. We had Airplane in movie theaters, and then the Rubik's Cube debuts. What are you up to, man?
Yeah, I never... just pulling in parking at work.
Okay, and you were going to say I cut you off. Sorry about that.
I was just... I never got the clue it was Airplane year.
Oh, no. It was Airplane. So Airplane Mick's wife needs a jacket. Didn't work for you because she's so cold. But Airplane.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm thinking Bianca this and that. I didn't.
It's been a long week, man. You're fine. All right. Well, you're going to Autorama. Hold on. We'll get all your information, cool. Okay?
Cool. Thanks a lot, man. Hey, have a good weekend.
You too. Appreciate you listening, Dennis.
Yep. Every day.
Airplane. Joey. City, you decide. You vote once per round. Everybody who votes, we're going to throw your name into a hat. And then at the end of this, we'll draw one name, and then you get tickets. Not tickets. Excuse me. An autographed Alice Cooper Court street sign. And then the winning Coney, the actual restaurant itself, it's a $15,000 marketing campaign from WCSX and Beasley Media.
Yes.
Keyword Coney, C-O-N-E-Y. Where are we at with the battles?
So we got National Leos going up against each other, American Coney, George's Coney, Lafayette, Olympia, and a very, very close race between Jerry's and Angelo's. That's the closest race out of them all right now, but
really,
boy, is it close.
Okay, so we will crown a winner next week, by the end of next week. But, yeah, this is the last day for it. Keyword Coney, C-O-N-E-Y, and again, you can vote once per round. And the more times you vote, obviously, the better your chances, yada, 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 yada. Well, we got into, like, the pick. We got into the chicken and the egg conversation yesterday. What's the most important part of a Coney? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Is it the hot dog or the Coney chili? To you, what's the most important part of the Coney? What makes a great Coney a great Coney? You can't say all of them. Although... when we went to Red Hot's, our buddies down there, remember what he talked about? It was the onions.
Yeah.
He tried, like, the dehydrated onions, and the people there just went nuts when you can't do this. So he had to cut all the onions by hand every day, dice them up. Mustard's mustard, right? I mean, it's mustard.
Yeah, that's...
I go French's, but that's kind of... I mean, I honestly, if you put... I wouldn't know.
No, it doesn't matter.
But is it the chili or is it the dog? What makes a great Coney dog?
For me, it's the dog. Because you need the more snap, better.
That's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a chili guy. I'm a chili dude. I just, Coney chili to me. Because I know it's funny, we were talking earlier that, and I'm not swaying anyone's vote, National provides a lot of Coney chili for a lot of Coneys around here.
Right. Oh, man. It's tough, though, because I feel like you could eat a Coney with really good chili and slightly off dog, but you can't eat a Coney with bad chili and a really good dog.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said the bun, of course. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, we said A or B and somebody said C. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's happening?
You are, man. So what is it? Is it the sauce or is it the dog for a good Coney?
Yeah, it's the sauce. It's not a chili. If, like, you go with the Flint, that's a different style. It's a sauce, like the Kogel sauce, for example.
Right.
But without it, it's a hot dog.
So what's that Coney sauce? What, you know, that certain blend of it with the paprika and all the good
stuff
in it?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank
you,
bud.
Absolutely. All right.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So what is your go-to? Yeah. Since we got you on the phone, what is your go-to Coney? Where do you go?
You know what? I miss Angelo's at 2 in the morning. I'm down here in the Detroit area now, but there was nothing like an Angelo's Coney at 2 a.m.
You're not alone. A lot of people feel the same way, man. Have a good weekend, Paul.
You too, man.
Bye. 7 o'clock. It's Big Jim's house. I don't know. They're all good. You ever said no to a Coney?
No. Not recently, no.
I can tell you one of my dreams, but it'd be creepy. Anyway, CSX Files coming up in about 20 minutes. Every man's dream or nightmare. And the worst late nights at Autorama. 8:20, we'll talk to Sandy Bauer from Vets Returning Home. Sandy will join us, kind of get an update on the Bronco, where we're at with it as it's parked and ready to go at Autorama. Well, what we have of it so far. But we're going to give away the first ticket on air. We want someone to, we paid for it, but we want someone to have ticket number one. So we'll do that at 8:20. What the hell is this? I hate doing these stories because there's no real audio component to it, and we're a audio medium. However, you got to see this thing. What the hell is it? The keyword is...
The keyword's alien.
Somebody was out jogging in Australia, and they saw something just laying there. It looks like something straight out of an alien movie, doesn't it? It looks like something's just going to fly across the street and stick in your forehead and suck your brains out.
Oh, 100%.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're looking at it. Again, I know it sounds like we're clickbaiting you, but I don't know how else to share this with you. The keyword again is...
Alien. I gotta rotate. I don't know, man. It looks like I don't know. Is it like an embryo of something?
Something. I know a couple people on Twitter, and actually the one lady who we put up her tweet, she was asking about it because she didn't know.
Right, and I believe it showed up after a big storm.
Storm,
yeah,
right?
Had
a bunch of rain. Yeah, because they've had a bunch of rain in Australia and New Zealand, and that's
Dude,
where it came from.
Australian oysters look weird.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. A little hot sauce horseradish
that's
on that
alien.
Thing?
No. That thing is huge. And the other thing you can't tell is, how big is it?
Well, it's Australia. If it's anything like their animals there, it's 17 feet long.
But we don't know. There's no reference to it, though.
No.
Yeah, we don't. There's no like way to figure out how big
it is. Put a quarter down. Everybody knows that.
Keyword alien.
And there's no real answers as to what it is when you go through the thread.
No. With all the stuff going on in the world right now, if you're aliens, would you land here? I'd drive right by.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you guys want to land on Earth? Nope. Just keep going. Alien is the keyword. I'm very proud of you. You haven't gone down the rabbit hole yet.
Oh, I'm trying to stay engaged here.
So then I post that for you to distract you.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to. Keyword alien.
The lady did say, though, it yelled at her, though.
Whoop.
Yeah, it yelled at her when she started walking away.
What did it say?
Sugar water. I want sugar water.
That's from Men in Black, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long week. Long week. Great, now I got that guy's voice in my head.
See it, Rockfire, for coming up next.
Pulls the skin back.
Is this better?
Okay. You got to quit giggling at your own impressions, all right? You sound like a 12-year-old at Chuck E. Cheese. Night snack story ever. We'll get to those and more. You got a Florida story, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. But today, the big news is the Stone Soup Project is back, baby.
Woo!
Tickets go on sale this morning. We'll give away the very first ticket on air. At 8:20, Sandy Bauer will join us from Vets Returning Home. That's who we're raising money for this year. Vets Returning Home in Roseville. Tickets will also be available at Autorama all weekend. We put a video up yesterday. Ben Perez shared a video. So if you want to see, we got it on the rotisserie. The Bronco, the 74 Bronco is down there. Yeah, $10 each for your ticket. Every penny goes to Vets Returning Home. Every penny. If you don't know Stone Soup, this all started, a long time ago. We came up with this idea, kind of as a joke. It really was a joke. It wasn't meant to be anything, right? It was just like, we were going to get a little car and drive on Woodward during the cruise. And we wanted a hoop. We didn't care. We said we had no money. We just need a car. If someone give us a car, we'll build it up and we'll drive it. And then immediately it became a thing. People donating seats and cars and everyone's like, this is Detroit. We don't build cars just a little. We build, a lot. So over the years, the Stone Soup Project has raised, I think it's $1.2 million for local charities total with all these cars. And then we quit doing it because we're geniuses. But we brought it back. So this year, it's a 1974 Ford Bronco. It was donated by Bill Brown Ford. They had it. They were doing a thing last year, and they never got to it because of COVID for...
That's returning home, yeah.
How weird is that?
Perfect.
So it all worked out. Livernois Motorsport, we talked to Dan, those guys. They took the motor already. It's a 302. Well, it was. It's now a 340 something. I think 347.
Anyway, a lot of power.
Well over 400 horsepower. We will dyno it. There's a chance we can get to 500 horsepower with this motor.
Nice.
So when you're at Autorama, go by Liberty Motorsports, because they did get the motor down there, by the way.
Oh, cool. So you can see it.
Yeah, they had a, it was on a pallet. So it's all dressed out and everything, too. But anyway.
What's it wearing?
Leather.
Car guy.
Sassy guy. So stop on down there all weekend at Autorama and get your tickets $10 each. Tickets will go on sale online at 9 a.m. We'll have the information there. The keyword for all this is
soup.
And you'll notice with the update, too, you can see all the concept drawings that Dave Ross has done, different colors. We do have to vote on the paint pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, that's the next step.
Benziger was telling me, Doug Benziger's our project manager. If you don't, he's the guy kind of oversees all this to make it go. Doug was saying that we got to get the paint so that we can figure out the interior, what we're going to do in the trim and all the other stuff and what kind of wheels go with it.
Yeah, it kind of feeds off right. The paint color, right?
And I don't think we can come up with a nickname for it until we decide on the paint color. We were talking about that yesterday morning.
Yeah, because that's part of it.
Right. So we'll do a vote. Give us about a week. We'll get all the colors assembled, and then we'll do that definitely. So let's back. Stone Soup Bronx. Married triplets.
I mean, is he sure it's just not one of them asking him three times?
I would assume there are three people there, Ryan. Unless he's really looped. Yeah. Kind of bummed that his parents missed it, though.
Yeah.
So if there were three Heidi, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. If there were three Heidis, would you marry all three of them?
No. I'm not marrying three of my wife. I love her.
Dumbass, you're supposed to pause and then go, no. You know, just blurt that out.
Maybe. No, absolutely not. I don't think she could marry three of me.
Well, I think she would pause. No, she wouldn't pause either.
No, not at all.
You two are perfect for each other.
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't marry three of my wife, Kathy.
You would?
She's not up yet, so I can say that. She won't call yell at me. Yeah. I'm checking my phone going, am I going to get yelled at here?
Good on this guy, though, dude. Absolutely. You're a busy man, but...
Yeah. He'll be in hospital for 2 weeks after the honeymoon. Kind of bummed the family missed it, though. Because it was a... I don't know if you saw the video. Very, very, very emotional wedding.
Oh, really?
Even the cake was in tears. Yes.
Good one.
I want to say shout out to my friend Dennis, by the way. Got married last weekend. He's a TV repairman out in Waterford.
Oh, cool.
Wedding was okay, but the reception was great.
That's not even anything to do with this.
It's a wedding joke. You got married. It's right there.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, man. No,
truly a threes company.
You're welcome. All right. Second story. There you go.
Florida. Love my Florida stories. Guy tried to rob a bank. Only problem is he was wearing probably the worst Sonic mask, Sonic the Hedgehog mask, I've ever seen in my entire life.
I saw this.
And I'm an expert on Sonic costumes.
Yeah,
my time with the Golden Butthole.
Running around as Sonic.
So
it's not good.
You can see half of his face, so they identified him. But, you know, he never got his money. He ran out right away. He looked at the bank teller.
He panicked and ran?
Yeah, because he looked down and saw her name tag, said Mrs. Eggman. So he just took off running immediately. You know, that's character, right?
I know, stop. It's Friday. I'll give it to you. You didn't know if that was a character?
I was trying to remember from back in the day.
Eggman, yeah.
Yeah, his buddy Knuckles was upset. They wouldn't take gold coins for the bond.
Why do you lead with that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm done. You got
Heidi
one
marries
more?
Three of you. We get the other one to come in on Monday. Last story. This is from Lancaster, New York. A man stabbed in the shoulder. Not cool. Follow along with this one. The man was eating sausages on an inflatable mattress when he fell asleep. Alcohol is definitely a factor in this. So let's paint the picture. He's eating sausages on an inflatable mattress. He fell asleep. He rolled over onto a 3-inch pocket knife and stuck it in his shoulder. And then he called 911 because the blade was impaled in his shoulder. Yeah, apparently, he was holding the knife. He had the sausage on the knife, and then he fell asleep, and he rolled over.
Man, he got lucky.
He did.
Yeah.
He did, man. He impaled himself while eating sausage. Stop. Yeah. No Midnight Express jokes. We can't do that.
No, no, no. Yeah.
That's got to hurt, though. Right? A 3-inch knife in your shoulder?
Yeah, straight through the shoulder? Absolutely.
By the way, to our friends at Dearborn Sausage, they heard we were doing this, so they shared a recipe tip with us. You know how to make a sausage roll?
Uh-huh.
Push it down a hill. Are we done?
Yeah.
Benefiting Vets Return Home. We'll talk to Sandy. We'll give away the very first ticket. You can have ticket number one. We'll do that 8:20. We got a note. I'm not sure if it's who this is from. I don't want to air their full name out on the air, but it came to our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Love you guys. That's nice. Appreciate that. I have a suggestion for topics on your show. Number one, ask the listeners to describe what you look like if they haven't seen your faces on Facebook. What do you... You nervous about this one? What do you think we look like based on our voices? 248-398-9279. 248-398-9279.
I don't like this.
What do you think we look like based on our voices? If you've never seen a picture of us, an image.
I told you I had that one lady come up to me one time at a liquor store and go, ask me who I was. And she goes, I recognize you from your voice. Oh, that's what you look like? And then just walked away. Like, what is that? What does that mean, ma'am?
So the Facebook post goes, I had mental images of both of you. They weren't even close to what you really look like. Not saying it's a bad thing, just funny.
Yeah, I feel like people are way off when they think about it.
So what do you think we look like? And you're not going to hurt our feelings.
Yeah, well, no.
I can't speak for you. I don't care. We were at the American Legion once, and a lady came up, and I was wearing my hoodie, my Glenn Friday hoodie. And she goes, are you Big Jim? I said, yeah. This is your wife? Yeah. She got all the looks. I'm like, wow. And then she just said, you got a great voice. Oh. I'm like, thank you. Wow, that was very nice. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
nice. I don't think she meant it to be mean, but it was just one of those things like, you know, if you based it, so we're just curious. Again, this was a listener that sent this in. Based on our voice, who do you think we look like? Could be somebody famous or not.
Somebody texted in and said, Brennan Stimpy.
Damn it. This was a bad idea, wasn't it? Okay. 248-398-9279. I know you... Ryan, the 13-year-old, what is going on? I know you guys dress like a 7th grade boy. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Skipping school today, Ryan.
248-398-9279.
Oh, I like Shannon.
What'd she say?
She said, very hot. Yeah, that's how we've been described.
I hope I had a GLR. And I hope that was a typo. I hope that was a typo. Go ahead, read it.
From Ed?
Yeah.
Jim, you sound like you look like Clark Gable, and Ryan sounds like he looks like a hog, like Hog Hogan.
So Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
It's voice to text. I totally get that.
Hog Hogan sounds worse. How about Rich? He sent in a picture of Hank and Bobby Hill and said, this is what I'm telling my kids Big Jim and Ryan were.
It's not wrong.
No, that's pretty accurate.
Thanks for listening to 94.7 WCSX, Bobby. Quit making out.
Abbott and Costello, stop it, Glenn.
And Bones, you know us. Don't. Now you're just making fun. He put in. Yeah.
Our Ren and Snippy person said, oh, by the way, it's my birthday. Can you give me a shout out? We can, but we don't know your name. So 810, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
A listener sent us in on our Facebook page and said, I saw a picture of you guys and you look nothing like the way I thought you did.
This is great.
So based solely on our voice, says plural, who do you think we look like? Good morning, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Good, man. So who do we look like?
Hank and Bobby Hill.
Yeah. They're not wrong. You're not wrong, Rich. You're not the only person to text that in.
Yeah.
We kind of do. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what this much, Rich. If we don't get some propane this weekend to grill, it's going to be a rough time here in the O'Brien household.
And I know that's wrong because I know you're a charcoal Weber man or a charcoal guy too, aren't you?
I'm a Traeger snob now, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm a smoker guy. I'm a midnight toker.
Just bought one.
There you go, Ben.
All right, well, Bobby's going to be out on a swing making out with a mannequin over here. If you watch King of the Hill, you'd get that reference. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, bye.
Listener sent us in on Facebook, said, what do you guys look? She goes, I'm surprised that you don't look like you sound. We should, by the way, if we ever did a greatest hits, which I don't know why we ever would, but if we ever did, that would be the name of it.
Right.
You don't look like you sound. I can't even read line four. I don't know what this is. He's Ryan Lalock Beaver.
Manju typing in French in there?
Manju drinking in there? I got to take a screenshot of this. I have no idea. I'm going to roll with Tom, but I don't know what that is. Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah. So,
Jim, I had the opportunity to meet you in the Anvil, Bob Seger sign.
Oh, okay.
Well, I already know what you look like. But when I picture Ryan, I think of the
Beaver Cleaver?
Yep. With his hat up a little sideways.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
The old 50s show.
Oh, my God. You're right. No, I'm looking at him right now. I can see that. If you shave the beard, totally. Great call. Thank you, Tom.
Have a great day,
you
guys.
You too, man. Bye. What do we look like? If you never saw a picture of us, just based on our voice, Cheech and Chong. A couple of those were Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, a few of those.
By the way, if we get one more, you guys both have a face for radio. We get it. Ryan's a good-looking guy. You're a good-looking man.
Thanks. You too.
You have to reciprocate that. I don't need that back. No. No, don't make it awkward. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Who do we look like?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So I'm Bullwinkle and he's Rocky?
Yeah, I've already met you guys a couple of times over the couple of years, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
Not wrong. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Live it up, guys. Great job.
Thanks, man. Dave, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I know what you both look like.
Oh, God. Go.
And you guys should dress up like this for Halloween, even.
Yeah.
Fred and Barney.
Oh, that
it really
work.
Does work.
It would work, absolutely.
It does work. Yeah, you guys ought to do that. First time I've ever met both of you together, I said, there we are, Fred and Barney.
Barney!
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, Fred.
Somebody texted in Dumb and Dumber. All right, hey, have a good weekend.
You guys do the same, fella.
Thank you, babe. What?
There's a 3131 that somebody texted us that I think you look like Tim Allen and then Chumley from Pawn Stars.
Really? That's what we're going with now? Come on. Who's Chumley? Me?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to...
Again, though, this is based on our voice. So based on voices, you're Chumley.
I'm probably Chumley, yeah, absolutely. The way I talk.
Oh. Gee, Paul.
Hey, Andy, good morning.
Gee, Paul. Ryan looks like Ronnie Howard with glasses.
You kind of do. A little opie-ish there, isn't he?
Yeah. Gee, Paul.
Gee, Paul? Paul? I didn't know what to do. Paul? Good call. Andy.
But it's Friday.
We'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
You too, man. Appreciate you listening. There he goes.
Oh, man.
Lenny and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. Hello, Laverne. Gilligan and the Skipper. That is a good one. Just based on our voices.
This is funny.
Are you learning a lot about this now? We didn't start this. A listener did. Michelle sent us a note and said Beavis and Butthead. Thanks, Michelle.
This is good.
What else are you learning? Other ones? Swanson and Andy Dwyer. Again, based on our voice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's actually a pretty good one. Dumb and Dumber. Okay. Take that one. Again, we asked for it.
My buddy just texted me one.
What? Hold on. Do you agree with it? It's Big Jim's House, 7:48. We will kick off the weekend. Gwen Fry and Party Town. We'll do that a little bit after 8 o'clock. 8:20, Sandy Bauer from Vets Returning Home checks in. Today's Stone Soup Day, baby.
Yeah.
Tickets for the Stone Soup Bronco will go on sale at 9, and then we'll have them available all weekend at Autorama. Doors open at 10. $10 each. Every penny goes to Vets Returning Home. And we're going to give away the first ticket. We bought it for $10 to give to you. So you will have ticket number one. And you can win this beautiful 74 Bronco. Again, I want to reiterate, this wasn't our idea, what we're talking about right now. 248-398-9279. If you never heard us If you never saw a picture of us, what do you think we look like? 248-398-9279. We actually had a note from Patrick Hill. Love you guys. Suggestion for topics on your show. Number one, ask the listeners to describe what you look like if they haven't seen your faces on Facebook. I had mental images of both of you. Wasn't even close to what you really look like. Not saying it's a bad thing, just funny. So far, we've got what? Lenny and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. Laurel and Hardy was texted in a couple times.
Yes.
Beavis and Butthead has been a popular one.
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah.
Stimpy, you bloated sack of protoplasm. You said your buddy texted you? Is this in your huddle or separately?
In my huddle.
Oh, good Lord. And?
He said you guys look like a pair of Russian dolls. That stack
it. Oh, the little stacking dolls? Nice timing.
The ones that go into each other.
I put you inside me. He's not wrong.
What a mean person.
Hey, no. You're not going to hurt our feelings.
No, this is my buddy, so screw him.
Okay, there you go. Wow. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So based on our voice, what do we look like?
Sherman and Mr. Peabody.
Okay.
You guys go back in time, right? Yeah.
Gee, Mr. Peabody. Yeah. Oh, my God, you are. Oh, my God. Hey, that's way too close. That hit a nerve there. Thank you, brother.
No problem, bud. Bye. You have a good day.
Appreciate you listening, man. Bye. How's your self-esteem? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm fine.
It's our window washer, Zach. Hey, buddy. So who do we look like?
Hey, I say Calvin and Hobbes. My wife says Beavis and Butthead.
So this is based solely on how we sound, Calvin and Hobbes. Okay.
Exactly, yes.
I like that one, man. All right, you be safe this weekend, okay?
Hey, I got to say a shout-out to happy birthday to my wife today.
You just did. Okay, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
Look at me. Yep.
Oh, God.
Brian?
Hey, guys. Brian from Downriver. How you doing this morning?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Who do I look like?
Toe Jam and Earl. It's an old Sega game. They're aliens. They walk around opening presents on the planets, and they fart and burp all the time. Toe Jam and Earl. Toe Jam and Earl, man. Look it up. I'm swear to you.
Toe Jam and Football. Yeah, that was a great game. Sega Genesis, right?
Yeah, it was. Toe Jam and Earl.
Wow. Brian, well, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm not sure. Bye.
Yeah.
Someone sent us in on our Facebook said they were surprised by the way we look compared to how we sound on the radio. So, we sound like 248-398-9279. Uh-huh. Pinky in the Brain. Tom from Brownstown. That's a good one. Bluto and Flounder from Animal House.
Oh, yeah. 734 texted in Bud Abbott and Gilbert Godfrey. And I have a feeling I'm Godfrey because... Which,
that's fantastic.
So you know the thing.
Brian.
Hello.
Hey, bud. Go ahead.
I'm not sure about you, Jim, but Ryan, he sounds like Pauly Shore. When I started listening to his station when he was on, sounded like he was Pauly Shore.
I can see that.
Pauly Shore?
A little bit.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Just wheezing, hanging out with my bros out in the world.
Yeah, there you go.
That's him. Absolutely. Great call. Thank you, Brian. Oh, he was done. Oh, God. Andy, who do we look like?
Hey, yeah. Jim, you've always sounded like Garfield to me. So that means Ryan cannot be either Nurmal or Odie. Or the man.
No, Odie. You're Odie. You're totally Odie from Garfield.
Yeah.
Kind of just right, happy-go-lucky, just dumb as a box of rocks sometimes. That's right. Odie. That's the fun thing about you, Ryan, is you're just careening wildly through life. In Garfield, I'm fat and love lasagna. And I mock anyone named John.
Man.
Is that... Right. Are you...
No, I'm good. I just thought of the like going through and stuff. Is that why my mom always calls me Jethro? Is that who's Jethro?
From the Beverly Hillbillies.
The Hillbillies, yeah.
So that's a backhanded compliment. That's
my mom calls me Jethro. Used to call me it all the time.
Jethro. Yeah. That's just happy and stupid at the same time. Honestly, that's what your mom was just doing. Oh, you never knew that was a shot?
I mean, I've never really known Jethro. I never watched the show. I don't know. She goes, when you start radio, that should be your name. You should go by Jethro.
Jethro? That's why.
It's better than being Gomer Pyle.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, your mom was slapping you about and you didn't even realize it. Okay. Andy, have a good weekend, bud.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's a weird combo. A listener sent us a note on our Facebook page and said, I'm surprised you guys don't look like you sound. Chris, if you knew us based solely on our voices, who do we look like?
So for you, Big Jim, I've never met either one of you, incidentally. This is Chris from Belleville. I call in quite a bit.
Yeah.
I would say, Jim, you are the John Madden of morning radio.
I'll take that all day.
And,
yeah.
All right. You ready, Ryan?
Yeah. Who am I?
Haywood Banks.
Oh, my God. Haywood Banks, the comedian who does all the songs.
Oh, yeah.
18 wheels on a big rig, and I'm rolling.
Well, I didn't know you had a beard until somebody mentioned it, so now I'm getting that whole Haywood visual, you know what I mean? So
okay. Let's
do some toast this morning. I could use a little toast in my head, all right? See you later, guys.
Bye, Chris. Well, that's cool. Haywood Banks, nothing wrong with that. Are we done? Because I feel like we're going to get beat up here. I can't believe your mom is calling you Jethro.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if that's a shot or not. I think it's just kind of Jethro and the Beverly Hillbillies. Happy-go-lucky, careening wildly through life.
I'm sure it was a shot.
Oblivious to what was going on.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a shot.
Okay.
Especially growing up.
Okay. Jethro Bodine.
Man, now I'm going through the nicknames she called me and wondering if it's more rips.
Give me another one.
Opie. When okay. I was really little.
That's Opie and Andy's son.
Yeah.
What else?
Was he dumb?
No. He's a kid.
Okay.
What else?
Well, Tank was one, and I knew that. That was just because I was a little chunk kid.
Okay. So those are all fine. The only one so far
is Nasty was one.
Yeah, there's no way to recover from that one.
No, because my dad said I was fat, and my brother called me Nasty, so they put the two together.
They nicknamed you Fat Nasty?
Yeah, I almost got a tattoo of it.
Yeah. We wanted to have Sandy on next because two things. Number one, we love her, and we love what they do. And number two, we're going to give away ticket number one, the very first Stone Soup ticket. We already paid the $10 for it.
Right.
So it's going to go to one of you guys. So hang on. Keyword again is soup. And at 9 a.m. it'll populate, so when you go back at 9 o'clock, you'll see the little bar there. You can
refresh it at 9 and you'll see it.
Okay. You will also see some paint options. If you click on some of the updates, a lot of different paint options. We're trying to figure out what color to paint the Bronco. We'll have the vote in about a week. Give us about a week to get everything put together, and then we'll let you guys, if you don't know, you vote on the car, you vote on the paint color, you vote on the wheels, you vote on the color of the interior. We're all building this together. This isn't just us going, buy tickets for a car. We have no money. So you help us decide. All right. What paint color? Go.
The red.
Okay.
With the white top.
Green with the tan. Soft top. You'll see all these on there, by the way. You can see with a hard top as well. You can't go wrong with the
74
Bronco.
I was going to say, I'm not going to get mad.
Right. Yeah. Brandon had a Stone Soup question. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I think you guys should have Chip Foose do a concept drawing for the Bronco. He's going to be at the auto show, ain't he?
I know. We've tried to get Chip on for years to talk about this. He may lend some parts to it, or maybe we can get some of his paint. Doesn't he have his own paint line?
I believe so.
All right. So, Ryan, we go down to Autorama today. Just run around there yelling, Chip, over and over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it.
Chip! Chip! Okay. Dude, Brandon, great call, man. Appreciate the heads up.
All right, thanks.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
We're wonderful, man. What do you got?
Close the window here. So the color of the black.
Yeah.
How about State Police blue?
That dark blue?
Well, it's not so much a dark blue. It's kind of a bluish gray.
Okay.
All right. And obviously they're going to want to put like paint flecks in it or whatever, you know, to make it stand out a little bit.
But that blue?
And then you can call it the blue. You can call it the Blue Goose.
Nice. I see you working. I see you working here, the Blue Goose. Thank you, Rich.
That's what the troopers call their vehicles.
Did we know this? I didn't know that. They call them Blue Gooses?
Yeah, you got it.
Blue Geese.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, correct plural. Yeah, they're driving a Blue Goose.
They have an inside. have to have an inside look on that one.
Yeah, Ryan's the one always getting arrested, not me. So I'm never worried about that, Rich. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, your arrest days have passed you now.
Ryan, you should know the paint color because your face has been on the hood of a couple cop cars.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. You know what color it is. Yeah, there's a paint chip in your cheek.
You and you can, and then that's what you can put on the hood of the Bronco.
Ryan?
An outline of Ryan.
An outline of Ryan on the hood of the car. What is that? That's where Ryan got his face slammed on it.
My nice. Chalk outline.
There you go.
All right, Rich, we got to run. You have a good weekend.
You too, man.
You ever been locked up?
No.
Handcuffed?
Nope.
Thrown in the back of a cop car?
Nope.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you ready?
Well, I'm excited. I'm not nervous. I may be a little nervous about how exhausted I'm going to be after this long weekend at the Autorama from open to close.
Yeah,
but other
that's true.
Than that,
so, yeah. Stone Soup Bronco or 1974 Bronco, which our friends at Bill Brown Ford, we can't say enough about Matt Garko and Haley and Joe and everyone there that are the biological parents of this, that we're going to build this thing out for you guys. $10 a ticket. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. We'll have the link up at WCSX.com. Keyword is
soup.
But we'll have them available at Autorama all weekend. Sandy, I wanted to have you on because I want to make sure everybody understands all the amazing work that Vets Returning Home does here in the Motor City. So kind of explain to what this money is going to go towards.
Well, we have a facility at the northeast corner of 11 Mile and Gratiot and Roseville. We have 43 beds. We service veterans in crisis, so they actually live right on site. And, you know, we provide all their basic needs, identify the issues that brought them to crisis, help them develop, you know, some stability skills and address all those issues, and then, you know, move them into permanent housing. We have a furniture bank that, you know, they can go to the furniture bank and pick out everything that they need to get housed. And, you know, when they leave Vets Returning Home, they're leaving from a position of strength. And the fact that we receive no government funding, and that is by design, just so everyone knows, we kind of chose not to take government funding because that way we can respond in an out-of-the-box kind of scenarios, and we don't have to deal with, you know, the bureaucracy kind of involved with some of the government funding.
Absolutely. But, anyone who's ever dealt with the government knows exactly what you're talking about, Sandy. I mean, yeah, right? You know, absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess I just want everybody to understand that, you know, we've had no fundraising. We only did two fundraisers a year,
right?
You know, to provide the support that we needed for this program. And I've had no fundraising since 2019 because of the COVID crisis. And this is just such an amazing opportunity for Vets Returning Home. These ticket sales will sustain this program, and you just helped me take care of so many of their needs. It's just incredible what you guys have done for us. And like you said, Bill Brown Ford, we can't thank them enough. But honestly, Jim, I want to say this to you and Ryan. I mean, you always think about our veterans, and I just want to thank you because you guys are rock stars and make a world of difference, you know?
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. When we say it all, Sammy, you've heard me say this before. No one can help everyone, but everyone can help someone. That $10 ticket is going to
do something.
Right. Right?
That's,
I mean,
right.
That $10 ticket is going to go directly to this men and women here in the Motor City and helping out veterans. Anything you can do to help out a veteran. I'm partial because I spent 8 years in the Navy. So, yeah, I kind of, I know men and women who, I have friends of mine who didn't make it, who didn't get through dealing with what their demons. My friend Sean Muldowney, I think about him a lot when we're building this car because the demons that he didn't have anyone to talk to, or at least we didn't know about it. And I don't want to bring everybody down, but I'm telling you, it's real. And what Sandy's doing is making a difference in men and women's lives here. So we love you, and we can't wait to get those Stone Soup tickets flying all over the place.
Yeah, no, we're selling tickets at the Autorama all weekend.
Yes.
And then I'm assuming like you and Ryan will be announcing where everybody can get tickets after this weekend. I know that you guys will have them at, at the station.
Oh, sure.
And then we're going to have them at Vets Returning Home, but we're going to try to strategically place them throughout the Metro Detroit area so people don't have to come all the way, you know, to your location or mine.
Hey, real quick, Sandy, real quick. If someone's listening right now in your business and you want to do this, email us, stonesoup@wcsx.com. Maybe we can figure something out. It's kind of old school, but, right. you know, like when yeah. when we were kids and you'd raise money with a raffle, selling raffle tickets, maybe you sign out some. All right, stonesoup@wcsx.com. We love you. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Bye, Sandy.
I'm ready. Bye-bye.
Bye. That is an amazing woman. That's returning home. Okay, keyword soup. Caller number nine, Manju. Let's do caller number nine. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Caller number nine, we're going to give you ticket number one.
Nice.
The very first Stone Soup Bronco ticket. This crazy?
It is. It's here.
We were nervous about doing this. I got to be honest. And I'm probably the one person that resisted doing it. Because I know what's involved in it. And I also, it was so much fun when we started 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, with JJ and Lynn and you know, and everybody was so supportive. I was honestly nervous about going back on the air with this and trying to do it again. And we're blown away. We had over 20 cars offered to us. 20 people offered
20
up their
amazing cars. Yes.
I mean, the fact that we got this Bronco is incredible because we're going to raise a ton of money for Vets Returning Home because it's a freaking 74 Bronco.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
But yeah, and the support and everything. Let's grab line two. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Dana, you get ticket number one.
No way.
Yeah, we bought it, so don't worry about that. But you get ticket number one for the Stone Soup Bronco.
That's so awesome. Oh, gosh. I thought I'll call and I'll see if I get through and it'll be my lucky day.
It is. Well, Dana, we appreciate you listening and supporting Vets Returning Home and the Stone Soup Bronco. You're awesome.
Thank you. You guys too. I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Dana. Hold on. We'll get all your info there. Yep. It's on now. Now I'm nervous.
It's going to be fun. Oh, nothing to be nervous about.
August is going to come up on us like that.
Yeah.
In your house. I'm not talking about a movie or a TV show. The reason being, my wife is the one that sent me this. Kathy sent me this. These are crocheted or knitted or whatever it is, baby dolls.
Yeah, crochet dolls.
Do not text us. The keyword is
doll.
If you are easily freaked out. They're horrifying. Is that fair? Am I blown? And I'm not clickbaiting you. I'm just telling you.
No, they're scary as hell. Yeah,
freaky stuff. I'm gonna try to order you one. You guys want one for the baby's room?
No.
You want one for the baby's room?
That'll get tossed, dude. That's not a thing.
Did Heidi see these?
I don't know. I'm sure she has.
All right.
She's usually catching stuff before I do.
Was there something when you were growing up that just freaked you out in your house? Do you have something like that? Like it was a door going down in the basement or something?
When I was really little, the first house we grew up in before we moved when I was about five, we had a cellar in the basement. And I don't know what my mom, I'm guessing she kept stuff in the cellar. I don't know. Like, you know, but that place, that room scared.
You wouldn't go in there?
No. And then after my brother tried to light me on fire down in the basement, I definitely wouldn't go in that cellar.
Okay, 248-398-9279. What freaked you out? Again, keyword is doll.
Doll. Yes. D-O-L-L.
This is the creepiest doll you will ever see. If you're easily weirded out, don't. Don't. Trust me, don't.
Yeah,
you're having a good week. Don't
need
do
to
this.
Stick to scarves and.
We got to loop back, though. What do you mean your brother tried to set you on fire?
In this little basement we have when we lived in Dearborn, he was, what, eight? I was four.
Okay.
And he took a bunch of paper, lit it on fire, threw it in a garbage can, ran upstairs and closed the door behind him and locked it. And I was down there.
He left you in the basement with a trash can on fire.
Yeah, there's smoke and stuff.
Because he just wanted to try this?
No, because he was just a
careful
mean older brother.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Nice edit, yeah.
Yeah.
You. By the way, I just want to say one thing.
I'm pretty sure that's how it all happened, too.
If it's 100% true with your memory.
No,
if that's true.
Like, the fire thing definitely happened.
Okay. You have my blessing to hit him in the head with a brick. for that. You get to clobber him once. Hell, I'll do it. Who does that?
It's like Sixth Sense stuff when they lock the kid in the closet upstairs at the birthday party.
248-398-9279. When you see this doll, man, it is weird. For some reason, when I was a kid, I don't remember how old I was. I think I was right around 7 or 8. I wanted to become a ventriloquist. So I asked for the dummy.
Oh, my gosh.
So my dad buys it for me, and it came with a record that taught you how to be a ventriloquist. And this thing was red. I think its name was Rusty or something. And it had a little bow tie. And I had my little record player, and I would put it on, and I would learn how to talk like a ventriloquist and do this one. The problem was, when I went to bed at night, again, we lived in a little apartment. I had a little sliding door, you know, for the closet. I put it in there, and if I didn't shut the closet door all the way, I could see the eyes.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's where it would get beat up.
And here's what makes it even worse. There was a movie that came out when I was a little kid called Magic with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
That's why. So imagine I'm a little kid, and I'm walking down a hallway, and then I see the movie trailer on TV.
Hocus pocus, alakazam. Magic is fun when you can.
I would talk to it, Ryan. I would stare at it, laying in bed. Did you find it?
I was looking. I'm looking for your doll.
Don't do it.
I think I might have it.
I would stare at it and talk to it and go, just kill me now. I was convinced it was coming to get me. That doll is just as screwed up, though.
Was this him?
Yeah.
It looks like the magic.
Charlie Edgar Bergen and Charlie or whatever way back when. But yeah, it was bad.
Pro style ventriloquist dummy.
That was the one. Game of the record, man. James, what's up?
Hey, just like Ryan, I used to get locked in the fruit cellar. Me and my brother, when we were doing things we weren't supposed to, and she put paint cans on top of it, and inside had old fishing rods, paint cans. That's when you had to wash out your brushes with turpentine. She'd leave us down there to my mother came home, or my dad.
Wow!
It was off the back room in on Tillman in Detroit.
Okay.
The house is now burnt down. It was burnt down during the riots.
No, it was burnt down by Ryan's brother, apparently. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no.
James, have a good day, bud.
Okay, Bo.
Bye.
I found your whole guy. It was Gary Hunter and Rusty. That guy. That was the doll you had.
That's it. Put that stupid picture away. I don't.
Gary Hunter and his buddy Rusty.
That is so bad.
That looked. It doesn't help that looks like the doll from Magic.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for holding. You got a story?
Yeah. Hey, Jim. Hey. You were talking about the door.
Yeah.
Okay. So I grew up in a house that was built in the 20s, and you know how they used to have the big thick wooden doors and the small closets.
Yep.
Okay, so I it's so stupid, I'm almost embarrassed to say, but on the front of the closet they used to have the knotty pine pattern, and honest to God, the pattern on this door was like a vampire. You know how like...
No. We've seen... you're not the only one. You look at a door, a real wood door, yeah, and you see something in it.
Right.
Yeah.
The image was so distinct. It was like Dracula with the cape up, and the face was a combination between the Phantom of the Opera and that cartoon Joker. You know, like the angular cartoon Joker. And it stared at me. So to this day, I always had the door open to my closet, and it scared. It took me over 45 years to tell my mom about it because I didn't want my family to think I was crazy.
Did you notice how Kim's voice went up an octave? You went a little pitch on that one there.
Yeah, wow. I did. I felt a little possessed. Sorry about that.
No worries. Bye, Kim. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too, guys.
So my dad worked at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when he would leave. So he'd go to bed early, right?
Yeah.
So I got to stay up, and I would sit there in front of, and a lot of, for years, it was just me and him. So I would sit there in front of the TV. Pre-remote days, so you sat like 6 inches in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. Every time that movie trailer, the commercial came on TV, I would freak out and turn the TV off. But what I would do was turn on every light in the apartment.
You never know, man.
So my dad's trying to go to sleep because he's got to get up in a couple hours. And this place looks like center field at Comerica Park because I flipped on every... I'd run in the kitchen and turn on every light. I couldn't. I would sleep with every light on in my room.
Man, I was convinced. That much, yeah.
Yes, and here's the sad part. It took me a year to get rid of that thing because I was afraid it would come back.
Oh, the old truck. I did. Throw it away and it's back in your closet the next night.
I can't believe you found that picture. Oh, God. I was having a good show. Now I'm genuinely freaked out. That was really weird. Oh. Keyword doll if you want to see the one, though. No, it was very weird. But I kept trying to practice with it because I was afraid if I stopped, it was definitely going to kill me.
Well, yeah.
10:30, we'll do a Facebook Live on CSX both, right?
No, it'll be on CSX to start. We'll jump it over to ours after, but
so, yeah, go to live CSX. We'll give you a sneak peek, kind of what's going on Autorama. I know Sandy said she's going to join us. Doug Benziger will be there, and we'll light it up. So we want you to see the 74 Bronco. Tickets, information about buying them. Well, actually, tickets go on sale in 10 minutes. We'll have a link up at WCSX.com. Keyword is
soup. Yep, right at 9, refresh that page, and boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Congrats. Was it Dana, I believe, is the lady? We gave her ticket number one
yes.
a little while ago. So the tickets are all $10 each. Every penny goes to Vets Returning Home in Roseville. Vets Returning Home helping men and women. I still believe, I don't want to say this 100%, but I'm pretty sure they're the only charity that I know that does housing actually for men and women.
Correct.
Male and female veterans, right?
Yeah, you're right on that. Yep.
Clothing. Groceries. Furniture, vehicles. It is a big, big, big undertaking. And like Sandy was telling us a little while ago, the thing about Vets Returning Home is they couldn't do their fundraising for 2 years. And they don't take government funding because they want to get things done in a timely manner.
Right.
Anybody who's ever in the service knows exactly what you're talking about. The term hurry up and wait was invented by the military. I'm telling you. We got to get this done today. Wait. And you're like, but you did wait?
Wait?
Yeah, hurry up and wait, man. Look smart. That was always one. When you were standing around waiting because somebody was waiting for some request to come through. Look smart. What am I out there slobbering? Well, I don't know what's going on.
Look
submarine.
Smart. Tighten up.
Look smart. Why start now? Anyway, keyword soup. We mentioned Bill Brown Ford. I know Joe and everybody out there doing the body work on it. They had the 74 Bronco last year, and they were going to do it when the Broncos were coming out, right? And they couldn't get it done. COVID and everything else. So they said, do you guys want to use it? Because we were going to give the money to Vets Returning Home. Like, yeah. So it is a 74 Bronco. You'll see it in Autorama on the rotisserie. You've never really seen a car in a rotisserie like this.
No.
It's cool. It's not painted or anything. We'll vote on paint color later. We didn't even put primer on it yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the car's on a rotisserie right there at the WCSX booth. I know Ben Perez is down there right now pacing around like a nervous grandpa. So making sure everything's right. So, yeah, $10 for a ticket.
Yeah, go and get them down there. It's going to be fun.
We can't buy tickets because we're building the car. Somebody asked a question. If people volunteer to work on the car, can they buy Stone Soup tickets? I don't. So if you volunteer, by the way, stonesoup@wcsx.com. You can email us if your company gets involved. Do you guys have a problem with them buying a ticket?
I don't. It's not like you're getting an extra. There's no advantages when it comes to the, you know, when we give this thing away.
No, you're right.
It's not like, you know, you just get a ticket. It's a raffle.
I feel you're nervous. So it would look weird if somebody. That's my only thing. I mean, if you and I won the Bronco, it would look good.
Oh, man. I thought this.
You can't spend $10. Heidi has all your change.
I can't drive this thing anyways. This is too much of a man's truck for me, man.
What are you talking about? You've got a truck now, dude. You're already driving a Ford Ranger.
I got a baby one.
This is what? Maybe close to 500 horsepower under the hood? You'll be fine. I'm going to make you drive it now.
Okay.
Okay. Because that would look really good if we... No, we're not going to put it in, I promise. All right, tickets go on sale in about 6 minutes. It'll update there. Are you getting nervous just because we're talking about
it? Yeah, I just got the chills, man.
It's an automatic. It's a 3-speed. You'll be fine. Or not. Listeners got to vote on that, too. We got to figure out what kind of transmission we're going to put in this thing. You could learn how to drive a stick on the Stone Soup Bronco.
Oh, yeah. Let's just waste the transmission as soon as we build it.
Hey, look. It's our project manager.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.